Okay, so we're going to have like two interconnected shilas sent Rav Zilberstein's way about Shabbos. The first one is that there was a bacher called named Meir, and he was leaving America to be able to go learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And he was an only child, and his parents were very, very upset. But they said, listen, he's got to go learn. It's no problem. What happened was they were so upset because every Shabbos he blessed them with his beautiful voice, his beautiful zmiras, and his beautiful, beautiful divrei Torah. Meir knew that his parents knew that New York was 7 hours behind Eretz Yisrael. So what they told him to do, because they're going to miss him so much, on Motzei Shabbos, they would want him to call up, and they wouldn't answer the phone, he would just call up, and they would put the answering machine next to their table, and he would sing Zmiros, and he would say the Devar Torah from on Motzei Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael, but on Shabbos, it would still be Shabbos day. Is Meir allowed to call for his parents, knowing that they're keeping Shabbos, but you know that his parents would like him to be able to sing Zmiros? They're not going to answer the phone. Are his parents allowed to do that? So Rav Zilberstein said, even though there's no Isra D'Oraisa, or even Isra D'Rabbanan to this, however, it's disrespectful to the kavod of Shabbos. Like Rav Moshe, Rav Zilberstein brings down Igros Moshe in the Chilik Dalet, Simon Samech, that even if a person doesn't do something that's against the Torah or something that's against the Rabbanan law of Shabbos, if it's degrading the honor of Shabbos, even if you're not doing any malacha, you're still going over the Isser in the Torah of honoring Shabbos. It's just not Shabbosic, right? The Ramban says that there are certain things that just aren't Shabbosic. So it's not a Shabbosic thing, says Rav Zilberstein, that if someone's calling in and he's not there, okay, it might not be in Isser Torah or in Isser Derbanan. It's just not Shabbosic. It's not in the spirit of Shabbos. However, Rav Zilberstein does say, if there's going to be an issue of illness, and the parents would say maybe they'll be clinically depressed because he's their only child, and they're going to become ill. So maybe because they're hearing their voice, hearing their beloved son's voice on Shabbos, maybe there'll be a room to be makel. Because at the end of the day, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to be able to just put a reminder on the machine. Only in the case of chola. He doesn't even differentiate between chola sheyesh bo sakana and chola she'ein bo sakana. However, at the end of the day, the Zerbisin does say from the Otzer Medrash that there are three sounds that are especially pleasant to someone and it can change a person's spirit, right? The sound of Torah study, Talmud Torah, the sound of rain, the sound of Geshem, and also the sound of money, says the Otzer Medrash, says Rav Zilberstein. Rav Zilberstein concludes this Shaila, is that they would really be up to a every posik on their own halakhic authority. That a person has to really, before you even say you're able to do this, you have to really see, is this something that a person needs, that it would help that person from becoming depressed or sick or whatever it is, or is this something that at the end of the day they're just pulling shit? Because at the end of the day, it's so incredibly important to be able to make sure to be able to keep the things of Shabbos in a very special way. Rav Zilberstein concludes, and he quotes the Chelkos Yoav and Or HaChaim Mishaila Ayin. This is the case of a businessman who wanted to leave the answering machine on in his office on Shabbos in order to accept orders. Chelkos Yaakov is going back and forth, quoting different poskim. End of the day, there might not be any Isser Derban and Isser Deraisa. But at the end of the day, it's a terrible disrespect for Shabbos. That there's going to come a time that, you know, you're not going to be able to have to do anything on Shabbos. In your answering machine and in your website, you're just going to be able to do everything. At the end of the day, it's a terrible disrespect for Shabbos, the Chukas Yaakov says. At the end of the day, a person should be very careful what he does, leaving stuff over Shabbos. That was the first Shaila. So at the end of the day, Rav Zilberstein told Meir and his parents they should stop this minog, they should stop this practice, let Meir go to Eretz Yisrael and have Zmiros there. And when he comes back, Be'ezus Hashem, he'll bless them with his beautiful smiros and divrei Torah in person, not over the phone. The second shaila was from my Rabbi Leibowitz Shlita. He sent Rav Zilberstein the shaila this week, and the shaila goes as follows. He says that we know certain airlines have a 24-hour check-in, and he wanted to know if he has someone in Eretz Yisrael who's going to be in Israel. He wanted to know if he's allowed to have someone. Rabbi Leibowitz got the shaila. If someone's allowed to get someone in Eretz Yisrael to check them in if their flight's going to be in America on Motzei Shabbos. Meaning, at the end of the day, it's not Shabbos for them anymore in Eretz Yisrael, but it is Shabbos for them. Is it mutter for me to tell my relative before Shabbos that on Shabbos I would like for him to check in for me? Is that okay? Rav Zilberstein answers, and this is literally just hot off the press right over here. With regarding the question you had, if someone's relative is allowed to check them in, if they're allowed to check them in Eretz Yisrael, says Rav Zilberstein, Mutter lekrovo lasozos mikaven sheetzlo kvar yatzah Shabbos, because by him Shabbos already over. Shabbos already was finished. Shabbos is already over, and Rav Zorbasin therefore told the Rebbe Leibowitz to be able to tell this person and his relative can check him in from Eretz Yisrael from the 24 hour check in date. End of the day, he can, because for him Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos is over. End of the day, I would say maybe the two shalos are different. When it comes to Meir singing the Zmir and the Divrei Torah over from Eretz Yisrael to Shabbos, end of the day, it's still Shabbos, and he's affecting the people's Shabbos. He's affecting his parents' Shabbos. At the end of the day, what's going on with the check-in? The relative in Eretz Yisrael is not actively changing the Shabbos atmosphere in America. They're just changing something online, helping them do a favor, right? You're not changing the attitude and the spirit of Shabbos at the Shabbos table like the answering machine. You're just doing something online for them. And if that's done before Shabbos with the proper preparation, says Rav Zorbasin, that is no problem. That is the Shabbos Bizocha, to always respect and be able to be Mechabit Shabbos in the highest fashion and manner. Bezdo Hashem. Shkoich.